We're learning this morning that a round-the-clock effort is underway at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore to save one of the zoo's most popular residents, Samson, the elephant who was born there almost 5 years ago and will celebrate a fifth birthday next week, has developed an infection, and it's a bad one. Joining us on the WBAL Newsline is General Curator Mike McClure. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Okay. Tell me about this. Is this? I read an article this morning that made it sound quite serious.
Yeah, this is about as serious as it gets, Bill. This particular virus is one of the biggest threats to elephants in the world, really. And to have it pop up here with us has been a pretty, honestly, a pretty scary experience for us.
What kind of shape is he in right now?
I guess the best equivalent I can give you is he's like a small child that's had a really bad bout of the flu. You know, he's up and down. He gets very tired easily. He's just not himself. But at the moment, he's stable, and I feel like we're doing pretty well.
Is he out of the woods?
You know, everybody keeps asking that. He's not really out of the woods, I wouldn't say. This is something that exists in elephants naturally. They carry it. It's actually a virus that's co-evolved with them for about 10 million years. So it's something that he's going to have for the rest of his life. And there are, you know, periods where it could become a primary infection again. It's just like human cold sores in many ways. So it's something that we're never going to be able to stop being vigilant about. So saying he's out of the woods is not quite appropriate, I think.
How about the rest of your elephants there? Are they okay?
Yeah, the adults seem to be doing well. The adults are less at risk for this particular virus, even though they're carriers as well. Mm-hmm. And they're all sort of rolling with the change in routine because they're helping us with the round-the-clock care. Because when we come in and take care of him, they're there, obviously, and they're seeing everything going on. So
now
they've all been great.
The thing that caught everybody's eye this morning was the treatment involved what I think you referred to as frequent application of elephant enemas.
Yes.
Without getting into the physics of it there, who gets that job?
That's me.
That's something you have to go to school to learn, or is that?
You know, I hate to say it, but there really is sort of an art to it. you have to be very careful because with something like this, he needs regular hydration. And what a lot of people don't know is that you actually go for a retention enema. You want water to stay in him, and that way his body absorbs that water through the intestinal wall. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great way to keep them hydrated. And to do that in such a critical case, you have to do them repeatedly. And as you can imagine, that can be very irritating if not done correctly.
I would imagine, because this guy weighs 3,500 pounds now. So
yeah.
If he doesn't like something, he's going to let you know. Has he been okay?
Exactly.
Has he been a good patient?
He's been wonderful. We've been training him for this possibility ever since he was born, actually. This has been in his training program all along, just in case this virus ever popped up on us.
Well, good luck over there. Mike McClure, General Curator of Mammals at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore. Samson turns 5 next week, we hope.